and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Are you thinking about updating or transforming your home or business? Mike Whitmore Construction has been delivering nearly 3 decades of professional construction service you can count on. Stunning interior renovations, durable exterior upgrades. Mike and his team do it all expertly, efficiently, with quality that lasts. See the quality work of Mike Whitmore Construction on their Facebook page. For craftsmanship you can trust, call Mike Whitmore Construction today. 715-401-3965. Mike Whitmore Construction. Built on experience, driven by quality.
The Wausau Cyclones' quest for a championship begins next weekend. Wausau will host Game 1 of the Best of 3 playoff series on Friday, March 17th at 7:10 p.m. and Game 3 if necessary on Sunday, March 16th at 6:10 p.m. The first 500 fans receive a Cyclones playoff rally towel presented by Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Visit WausauCyclones.com for tickets.
Are pain and discomfort keeping you from living your best life? It doesn't have to be that way. Mosinee Family Chiropractic is here to help you. Serving Wausau and surrounding areas, they provide gentle, effective chiropractic care for the whole family, helping with back pain, headaches, sports injuries, and more. With a patient-first approach, they focus on real solutions for lasting relief. Feel better, move better, and live better. Call Mosinee Family Chiropractic today, 715-869-3132, and schedule your appointment to live better.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For the first time in 6 years, the Wausau West hockey team is at the state tournament. On Friday afternoon, the Warriors will hit the ice against two-time defending Division I state champion Notre Dame Academy in a state semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 1:35 and the opening face-off at 2 p.m. Wausau West Hockey from the state tournament is brought to you by Four Seasons Go, the Wausau Cyclones, Mike Whitmore Construction, Mosinee Family Chiropractic, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West versus Notre Dame Academy in a Division I hockey state semifinal. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 1:35 on 98.9 WXCO. We continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at wiaawi.org. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back with B.J. Brandt from the Bob Suitors Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. End of the second period, Central Wisconsin Storm 3, Eau Claire Area Stars 1. Winner moves on to take on the number one seed and number one ranked Bay Area Ice Bears coming up on Saturday at 3 o'clock in the state championship game. Looking at the scoring of this one, ECA got on the board first at 4:46 of the first period. Addison Grolke with the goal. Molly Wright with the assist, and it was 1-0 ECA. That was a power play goal for the Stars. Then the Storm, just 20 seconds after that, would get back to even at 5:06 of the first period. Emma Brandt on a rebound. Assist went to Gabby Heiser and Michaela Garam, and it was 1-1. Then the Storm took the lead on the power play at 14:30. Isabel Yonke with the goal. Sophie Boleen and Ava Whitmore each got assists, and that made a 2-1 Storm at the end of the first period. In the second period, only one goal. It was Madeline Kelter, shorthanded at 8:01, unassisted, to make it 3-1. So 3-1 Storm. Storm put a lot of rubber on net in that period. They had 25 shots on goal. Amy Thole was outstanding for ECA, made 24 saves through two periods. Amy Thole has 37 saves on 40 shots for the Storm. The Storm have a 40-5 edge in shots. Five saves for Cammie Thole, but 40 shots, 37 saves for Amy Thole, and she has done her best to keep the ECA Stars in this one, as it is a 3-1 lead for the Central Wisconsin Storm. Ready for analysis, or?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll save the break. And I went over the scoring, but the numbers that kind of jump out, 40 shots on net for the Storm and 5 shots on net for the Stars, 3-1 lead. Obviously, you want your percentage to be a little higher. And I think you've said during the course of the game, there's some little things that the Storm could maybe do to give themselves better opportunities to beat a goaltender that is playing very well.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at it, I'd like to see the shot chart. I mean, when you look at our shot chart, it's probably a lot outside. When you think of all the shots that Ava Rohde's had, Sophie Boleen's had, they've all been from the outside.
And right to the chest.
And right to the heart, right? And that's a credit to the goaltender, though, because when a goalie is playing well, you'll see a lot of that because they're seeing the puck well. But we got to find ways to get the puck. You saw Gabby come off the half wall. You've seen Jaden come off the half wall lower in the offensive zone. Even Sophie. Sophie had one that she tried to get to the middle, and Ava Whitmore got to the middle.
Yeah.
Madeline Kelder, like when they get to the middle of the rink in the lower half of the offensive zone, they've had some really good chances.
And it's really amazing in a sense, and this, again, is hockey, that with the domination and shots, ECA had probably the best opportunity of the period on that rebound. I mean, again, it's just, it is such a thin line in the game of hockey, isn't there? Because, I mean, if you watch a football game, say West is playing Merrill or East or whoever it may be, and they outgain them 450-50, odds are you're going to have a pretty good win.
You know what the score is going to
be. Yes. In hockey, you look at shots, you don't know what the score is going to be.
No, and that's that position can change a game. But I think one of the biggest saves was on the little Plinko shot. I mean, the Storm tried to clear it. It went off a shin pad and ended up on the far side of Cammie, and she had to slide post to post to get that pad out there. I mean, and that's the other thing, is a goalie can make 5 saves and win you a game. You know, I mean, because Cammie hasn't seen a lot of shots, but the saves she makes are super important.
And the way she's playing has been very impressive, because when you only see 5 shots or 6 shots, whatever it is, it can be, you know, it's hard to stay in the game. But every time you look down there, that young lady is in the game.
She's dialed. I like watching all the Storm goaltenders, because they're all passionate about the position. They're mentally focused, and in a game like this, it could be really easy for her to lose focus, because all of a sudden, you know, like even that puck chips pass that the penalty, you know, the player coming out of the penalty box, all of a sudden you got a breakaway,
right,
in a 3-1 game, and that save becomes monumental.
Exactly. So 3-1 Storm again. If the Storm win, they would move on to the girls state championship game on Saturday, 3 p.m. The schedules have been changed a little bit this year. More time between the games. So the Division II game is at 11. The division, the girls' division game is at 3. Division I is at 7. So if the Storm win, we'll be back here on Saturday afternoon with the pregame show at 2:35 and the opening faceoff at 3 o'clock. So, again, that is Saturday with a win here today. Tomorrow we have the Wausau West hockey team taking on Notre Dame Academy. 2 o'clock faceoff, 1:35 for the opening faceoff. I should say for the pregame show, 1:35 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Tom Weaver will be in Marathon tomorrow night. Division 4 boys basketball regional semifinal. Marathon and Phillips at 6:45 for the pregame. And I'm hoping to be back at the Fieldhouse tomorrow night, 6:45 airtime, Wausau West and DC Everest on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app. Real quickly, what's your feel about Notre Dame tomorrow?
I think Notre Dame is just a skilled group. I think that's what you have to get through their skill. And how you do that sometimes is a challenge. They're very, very good in structure. And when I say that, it means their systems are strong. They know where people are going to be. You know, and we can obviously dive a little deeper into it tomorrow in pregame. But, you know, they're a team that's been here before, Chad. You know, they're... You know, I'm not a huge fan of defending state champs because every year you got to go earn another one or you got to earn what you get.
And it's a different team.
And it's a completely – they were super old these last 2 years. And this year they're not old. They're young and they're inexperienced.
And they're good.
And they're very good. And they found ways to play against tough teams. They found ways to win. And certainly have played well here at the end of the year.
Well, we'll look forward to that. And, again, hopefully everybody out there can join us tomorrow afternoon. If you're sitting at work, you can turn on your computer and be able to tune in at 1:35 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff. And the Warriors win tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon. They would play Saturday night in the state championship game as the first semifinal tomorrow has Brookfield taking on Edgewood. And I was saying to some folks, you talk about this Division I field. Anybody can win it.
It's wide open, Chad. I mean, when we were in the seeding meeting, Pete Rothering made the statement, we'll take whatever seed you give us. You know, and quite frankly, you got to win two games to win the state championship, and you're going to play two outstanding opponents here. It's a great field. I think it should be some great games tomorrow.
We're going to take a timeout and come back with the third period coming up next. Storm 3, Stars 1. This is Storm State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
At Weston Smiles, your smile is our top priority. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic and implant dentistry, we offer gentle, personalized care in a comfortable environment. With a newly expanded facility, state-of-the-art technology, and a team that truly cares, we make every visit stress-free and guilt-free. Healthy, confident smiles start here. Call Weston Smiles today to book your appointment and learn more about our services, amenities, and team at WestonSmilesDental.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau would like to congratulate the Wausau West boys and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey teams on making it to the state tournament. Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau is Wausau's only four-bay indoor golf simulator and sports bar. With spring right around the corner, grab your clubs and give Four Seasons Golf a call to set your tee time and get tuned up for the outdoor season. Call 715-679-3769 or visit their website, fourseasonsgolfofwausau.com.
Not too early to start thinking about.
Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Start of period number three, WIAA State Girls Hockey Semifinal, Central Wisconsin Storm 3, the Eau Claire Area Stars 1, 5-on-5 hockey to begin the third period. Jaden Yurkowski taking the faceoff against Grohlke for the Stars. Oh, actually, not Grohlke, that's actually Kate Roberts. And there's the drop taken by the Stars, pushed into the zone by Addison Canuck. Chased down by Ava Rohde. Rohde gives it off to Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn moves near side boards. Emma Brandt. Brandt chips it up into neutral ice territory. Now up the left-hand side. Here comes Jaden Yurkowski trying to turn the corner. Does so. Jaden in front. Fan in front. Looking for the tap-in was Gabby Heiser. Could not get the stick on it. And the puck cleared back to neutral. Picked up there by Sophie Boleyn. Rolls it over the blue line. Played now by April Vaki for the Stars. Fight for the puck and flipped over into the ECA bench out of play. But, boy, quick start for the Storm.
Oh, gosh. Jaden had some time and space there. Probably going for the easy play and the tap-in, but there was a lot of time and space there. Great, great little entry, though. She entered the puck with speed, was able to drive around the defenseman. Like you said, all of a sudden, like, whoa, I got all this time. And she had that time and space.
Face off in the ECA zone. Right of goaltender Amy Thulp. Berege taking the draw for the Storm. Wins it. Puck is rolled into the right wing corner. Ava Stowe will chase it down now for the Stars. Moved along the boards, chipped up to center ice. Storm will reset at neutral. Taylor Friedel will chase it down near her own blue line. Now back into her own zone. Friedel stick handles behind the cage. Taylor Friedel now looks left. Passes deflected away off the stick of Isabel Yankee. Still a fight for the puck. And now up to the blue line and back to center ice. Picked up there by the Stars. Given right back onto the stick of Garam. Garam through center. Garam over the red line. Garam over the blue line. Storm in the midst of a line change. Save is made and then covered up. Trouble. Sometimes that puck is very slippery, and Amy Thole had a hard time finally freezing it, but does so as the Storm were in the midst of a line change.
Yeah, T at a point right there, realizing that she went to the net hard. The person who shot the puck peeled off a little bit and relaxed, and you can't relax here. Like we tell our guys all the time, stop at the net. Don't spray the goalie, but stop at the net.
Face off left of Thole. Draw it into the right corner. Played by the Stars. Stowe to the near side boards. Trying to chip it ahead is ECA. And now goes through center ice back into the Central Wisconsin zone. Ooh, taking a little shot up high with Sophie Boleyn. Still fighting for it along the boards. There's a shot from the near side boards. It was going wide, but knocking it down and then covering it up is Cammy Floor. Taking no chances. And that's something that you notice. And I've noticed both on the boys and the girls' sides. The younger goaltenders tend to like to freeze the puck.
I think it's a smart play.
Yes, it is.
There's some comfort to that. You know, you settle it down, freeze the puck, feel the puck. I mean, for Cammy to feel the puck right there, you got to do that.
And sometimes, there's a shot into the corner. I was going to say, sometimes with your goalie, Julian, he can play the puck a little bit too much and put a gray hair or two up there. He's good with it, but he's not afraid of that puck. But now through center come the Storm. Into the zone, Ava Whitmore. Whitmore drops it back off. Kelter shot gets deflected and out of play. Boy, every time Kelter does something, it looks like she's just unwinding.
That line right there was really connected. That's a really nice line rush for them to go up the ice and create a scoring opportunity. You know, good job on ECA backtracking through the middle of the rink. But you're right, Kelter, every time she gets that puck, you know she's shooting as hard as she can.
Stepping in is Jaden Yurkowski to take the draw. Wins it cleanly. Taylor Friedel. Friedel in front. Shot save. Rebound Yurkowski. Still loose and then finally covered up by Thole. You saw that time a body get in front.
Just a little flash. You just got a flash in front of the goaltender to take their eyes off it for that little bit of moment, and all of a sudden there's a rebound.
But Thole again. I mean, you got to give her a lot of credit tonight. She's been very good. Face off to the right of the ECA goalie. Win on the draw for the Storm. Storm doing a better job on the faceoffs as the game has continued. Left point, Taylor Friedel fakes the slapper. Moves it left faceoff circle. Heiser back to Taylor Friedel. Friedel rolls it down below the goal line behind the cage. Puck is chipped into the right corner by Emma Brandt. Brandt has it knocked away. Puck is played now by ECA. Back to the point and back to center ice. Here comes ECA trying to work her way in as Keitlinger. Keitlinger, left-hand side. Keitlinger has it knocked away. Good defensive work that time by Taylor Friedel for the Storm. Now picked up by Central Wisconsin. Off the near side boards, back to center. Here comes Jaden Yurkowski trying to get around the corner again, but this time could not do so. Puck rolls in below the goal line. Now to the right-hand side, trying to feed it in front, deflected behind the cage. Fighting for it is Gabby Heiser. Puck bouncing around, goes between the circles. Isabel Yankee could not get the shot off. Now turning, firing, goes wide of the cage from Yurkowski. Oh, that's actually Boleen. Puck into the right corner, back to the point. Captained by Ava Rohde. Rohde thrown in front, deflected, bounces off a couple of legs to the right wing corner. Back to the point, Ava Rohde. Now with it is Boleen. Boleen trying to fire it on net, goes wide of the cage. Storm keeping the puck in the offensive zone. Ava Rohde rolls it down low. Gabby Heiser below the goal line, right hand side. Now right faceoff circle, shot hit the side of the net. Heard a little ping, but now the puck again below the goal line, right wing side. Still fought for, now picked up, and now deciding, trying to, I think, ice it, but does get out the center by ECA. Now here comes Ava Whitmore. Whitmore into the zone. Whitmore gets knocked away. Puck is still bouncing around, picked up by the Stars, and now the Stars do get it back to center. 13:25 to go in the game. 3-1, Storm with the lead. Back the other way, Madeline Kelter. Kelter had it knocked away, but Meverden will pick it up, cross the red line, and dump it in deep. Puck deflected behind the cage. Picked up again by the Storm. Kelter below the goal line. Kelter trying to feed it in front. Goes off the side of the net and then frozen by Amy Thole.
Nice little heads-up play by Kelter there. She had her eyes up, was looking to find somebody in the seam, but that started back here when she tracked all the way back into the defensive zone, was able to create a turnover, and then push it all the way up to the offensive zone.
And up by two, the Storm keeping the puck at the other end of the rink.
That's exactly what you need.
Lots of ice time in the offensive zone right now for Central Wisconsin. 13:06 to go in period number three. 3-1 Storm. Again, it was Eau Claire who got the first goal, but since then, three unanswered for Central Wisconsin. And now a change as jumping in will be Meverden to take this faceoff. Controlled by ECA, puck in behind the cage, moved to the far side boards, back to the right point, kept in by the Storm, thrown in on net, sticked aside by Thole on that fire from Garam. Puck is battled for in the left corner. Again, fed in front, Meverden a shot, puck in front, backhanded shot by Ava Whitmore, and a big stop made by Thole. Came in front to Meverden, the shot was blocked, but there to grab it was Whitmore, and a great stop made by Amy Thole.
Great puck movement by that line. They went from the half wall to down low. Ava flashed into the high pie slice, as I call it, and then Mara was able to get another opportunity off through traffic. It got through, and Ava almost got to the rebound.
And you've said it. That line just continues to impress.
They moved the puck really well.
Yurkowski now taking the drop after a line change. She'll be tossed. And Gabby Heiser will now step in for Central Wisconsin. Heiser, bottom of the right faceoff circle, cannot get a shot off. Picked up now by the Stars. Back up ice comes ECA. Through center is Aubrey Woolley, and the puck is taken back by the Storm, flipped back to neutral. Puck bouncing around and picked up by Gabby Heiser. Heiser over the blue line. Heiser left faceoff circle, flips it on net. Seeing it was Thole, again, off her chest, and freezes it with 12:29 to go and still a 3-1 Storm lead.
Great backtrack there by Emma Brandt. Turned it over high in the zone, but was able to backtrack, create that turnover here, which allows them, you know, Yurkowski and Gabby Heiser to get down there and create an opportunity.
Face-off control by ECA. Behind the cage, April Vaki. Bakke moves it off the far side boards, chipped up the center. Storm get it back. Central Wisconsin with it at our own blue line is Sophie Boleen. Boleen will now bring it over the red line. Boleen into the zone, left-hand side. Boleen trying to turn the corner. Fed in front. Isabel Yonke, backhanded blocked. Puck bouncing around, right face-off circle. Picked up by the Stars, deflected off the far side boards. ECA just trying to bang it out of the zone. Nice job at the right point by Ava Rohde. Kept it in for a moment, but now back to center. Puck bouncing around at neutral. Picked up again by Boleen. Hands it off on the right-hand side to Rohde. Rohde will stick handle through neutral. Rohde got knocked off the puck, but there to pick it up. And then firing quickly over the crossbar and off the glass, trying to grab it. That was Barigi, but now the puck played again by the Stars. Back up the center. Ava Whitmore trying to get it back for Central Wisconsin. She's had her motor running here tonight as well. Back through center, and the puck will be rolled in by Volke. Picked up by the Storm behind the cage. And again, speaking of engines, here comes right-hand side Madeline Kelter. Had it knocked away. And now the Storm will just clear it out of the zone. Goes all the way down ice. And I don't recall really the Storm icing the puck up to this point tonight.
That might be the first icing of the night. And just a little half-wall turnover. Madeline got a bunch of speed. But this, the turnover happens because Ava Whitmore tracked all the way back to the defensive zone.
Like, well, she has been moving tonight, hasn't she?
She has. When you get forwards that are willing to track that hard coming back, it creates turnovers and then leads to offense.
11:19 to go in period number three, 3-1. Feels like there's still a lot of time left.
I mean, there is a lot of time. We've got probably
Real fast. It feels like it's been almost 2 hours. This has been a long game.
It has. The intermissions have been a little bit long. I think let some ice set up. But even in here, when you have eight penalties in the second period, it's going to be a long period.
The first game was basically about 2 hours long. I mean, there's been a lot of stoppages, a lot of penalties, as you've said. And it really feels like it's been a grind in this game for a lot of this game. A tough hockey game. But now Stars and Grolke. Grolke has some room. Grolke upper slot. Grolke to the left-hand side. Back to the point. With it is Exness. Exness shot is blocked. Again, Ava Whitmore with the play for the Storm, and she'll chip it into the ECA zone. Chasing it down will be Molly Exness. Exness getting pressure by Mara Meverden. Now move to the near side. Stars trying to get something going offensively. Puck chipped up the center. Nobody there for the Stars. Picked up by Meverden. And now taken back by the Stars. Puck still bouncing around at neutral. Puck still bouncing around after a pass goes off a skate. Puck is back at center. Playing it is Taylor Friedel. And her pass attempt gets knocked down. Puck is bouncing around between the blue lines. And now Taylor Friedel at her own blue line. Moves it right-hand side. That was Garam. Back to Friedel. Friedel up to center. Here come the Storm. Into the zone, Yurkowski. Yurkowski, right face-off circle. Shot was partially blocked. Came in rather slowly and covered up by Amy Thole.
Nice little transition there. They were able to move the puck east to west and neutral ice just at the you know, top of the circles in the D zone and found players with speed. Gabby came through, chipped it to Jaden, and it's fun to watch those two attack with speed.
10:15 to go. 3-1 Storm. Late line change here by Central Wisconsin. Isabel Yonke along with Malia Barigi coming out there. Mateo DePoit. Face off is battle for. Trying to grab it between the circles, but not able to get a shot off was Barigi after winning the faceoff. And now the puck is dumped in deep by the Storm. Puck rolls around to the near side boards. Pinching in is Isabel Yonke, who had a shorthanded goal earlier. But now here come the Stars back through center ice. Up ice comes Ekloff. Ekloff will dump it in deep, goes in behind the cage of Cammy Floor. Puck rolls to the near side corner. Boleen flipped high into the air, and it goes over the glass and out of play. So offensive zone faceoff coming up for ECA with 9:50 to go and a 3-1 lead for the Storm.
Yeah, got a little sloppy there. You know, you just want to make sure right now these faceoffs are super important. Win the faceoff, break the puck out, and go to the other end. I mean, the big faceoff here for Jaden Yurkowski.
I think a break for the Storm that not on the ice is Addison Grolke. I think that's the rotation here. Yeah, I think they would love to have her out there for an offensive zone draw. But the puck is played by the Storm. Here comes Emma Brandt chasing it down in front of the Storm bench. Brandt, oh, she is hit hard, and that's going to be a penalty. Boy, we talked earlier about some of those maybe being, you know, maybe tight. That was an obvious penalty.
There was no question about the intent on that one.
That was
Storm back to the power play.
Yep, and Addison Canuck. And she gets two. She earned her 2 minutes there. Because Emma Brandt coming through on the near side and was up high and power play chance. And again, the Storm getting another opportunity here to try to kind of get
finish
three.
This off.
Yeah.
You got to finish this off, Chad. They got to move the puck around, put this thing to the back of the net so they can breathe a little bit and relax the rest of this game.
Because it's one of those games you feel like you're total control, but one bounce of the puck, all of a sudden it becomes a one-goal game. But now Storm start the power play. Back to the point, Ava Rohde. Body check is the penalty. Puck into the right corner, Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky now to the faceoff circle. Back to the point, Ava Rohde. She'll move it left faceoff circle. Taken there by Garam. Now back to Rohde. Rohde fires it to the right corner. Picked up by Yurkovsky. Yurkovsky still with it. Back to the point, Ava Rohde. She'll fire, deflected, and a save is made. Rebound is cleared to the right corner. That time, was that Kaiser got a stick on it?
Little tip.
Yep, Kaiser in front got a stick on it. Puck back to the point, kept in by the Storm. Yurkovsky, right-hand side. Yurkovsky fires it. Stop is made, and then covered up by Amy Thole.
Just an interesting-looking shot from Yurkovsky there that could lead to a rebound on the backside for Garam.
8:52 to go in the third, 1:17 to go on the power play. 3-1 Storm. So 22 seconds away from the midway point of period number three. Face-off left of Amy Thole. Closing in on 50 saves in this game, I'm thinking. Right-hand side, Yurkovsky back to the point. With it is Bolin. Back to Yurkovsky along the far side boards. Moves it left, Ava Rohde. Rohde left face-off circle. Stick handle there. That's Garam. Garam back to Ava Rohde. Along the near side boards, Garam. Garam fed in front. And again, Gabby Heiser got a stick on it, but goes wide to the far side pipe. And then the pass to the point gets away from the Storm and rolls back into the Central Wisconsin zone. Chasing it down is Rohde, trying to catch her is Victoria Keitlinger. Puck is moved to the far side boards. Kept by the Storm, and now 44 seconds on the power play. Back to center, taken away by the Stars. Dumped in on net, and then covered up, and then moved quickly by goaltender Cammy Floor. Back up the right-hand side comes Ava Rohde. Rohde gets it ahead, and off the stick again of the Storm forward, Jaden Yurkovsky, and back to the blue line. It seems as though tonight, when the Storm have lost the zone, they've had a hard time getting it back in the power play. But now the Storm trying to get it back deep into the zone, dumped in. Puck is moved. Now along the far side boards, out of the zone, Taylor Friedel at her own blue line with 10 seconds on the power play. Friedel to the red line will dump it in deep. Oh, the puck knocked away. Kelter almost had an opportunity. Took it almost off the stick of the defenseman. Back to 5-on-5. Friedel. Friedel thrown in front, a deflection. Boy, sticking the stick out there was Kelter and almost got it home. Puck is now ahead. Chased down again by Taylor Friedel. Friedel moves it ahead. Back to center ice. Battle for it, and then rolled back in from her knees, getting it into the zone was Mateo DePoit. And now the Stars have it back. Pass to the left-hand side, chipped in deep. Goes in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Taylor Friedel chases it down for the Storm. Back on the far side boards and back on the blue line, but not out. Near side, keeping it in is Molly Wright for the Stars. Behind the net, Garam. Garam moves it right-hand side. Oh, puck moved backwards, but picked up by the Storm and Friedel. Friedel back to center. Ava Whitmore. Whitmore has it knocked away. Picked up at neutral by Taylor Friedel. She'll roll it in deep and peel off on a line change. And then covering it up as it comes in is Amy Thole with 6:38 to go and the Storm up 3-1.
You saw there, Chad, the ECA looking to stretch the zone a little bit there. Storm got to be cognizant of that and make sure that they keep all five players in front of them.
Offensive zone draw coming up for Central Wisconsin, right of Amy Thole. Jaden Yurkovsky will take the draw here for the Storm. And now, well, actually a
media
timeout, which I'm not used to it. I don't even think about it. I probably should
use
them.
They're short, though, Chad. They're 15 seconds, maybe?
They're supposed to be a minute, but I've noticed over the years, I'd be lucky to get a 30 if I saw it. Mm-hmm. Normally, I don't see it. But now the battle for the puck, kept in by the Storm. Grabbing it is Heiser. Heiser fed in front and getting knocked down is Brandt as covering it up is Amy Thole. Brandt right in front had a body on her. Tried to get the stick out there to get it on net, but covered up by Amy Thole again.
Nice little play by Gabby on the half wall. The little shake, turn her back around, and all of a sudden she found some space.
So now a line change for the Storm as Mateo DePoit, Isabel Yankee, and also back out there is Malia Barigi for the Storm. Barigi will step in and take the face off and win it for the Storm. Puck off the far side boards. Now Fed in front, trying to grab it is Malia Barigi. Bottom of the faceoff circle, shot is blocked, still fighting for his Barigi, and now deflects below the goal line, left-hand side. Puck is played off the near side boards. Puck up the center, and now the Stars trying to chop it ahead, and now a whistle, another stoppage in play with 6:08 to go.
Puck just went up into the Storm bench right there, I think.
I thought for a moment it's caught in the skate of Mateo Lapointe, the way she's going after her skates there. Again, a lot of choppiness, too.
Yeah, no flow to this game right now. I mean, this is the longest we've had 5-on-5 in a while.
There's the battle for the puck, picked up by the Storm in bowl lane. Over to Ava Rohde, gets it to Meverden. Meverden, right wing into the zone. Meverden has it deflected into the right corner. Meverden will chase it down below the goal line, right-hand side. Now picked up by Ava Whitmore. Whitmore back to the point. With it is Rohde, back to Whitmore, right face-off circle. Moves it to Boleyn. Boleyn for the point, shot, save, rebound is loose! And the Storm could not get the shot on net, picked up by the Stars. Back up to center ice, taken away, however, by Boleyn. Boleyn then poke-checked away. Puck is still battle for it neutral. Back to the Central Wisconsin blue line, grabbed by Rohde. Rohde moves it ahead. Now here comes Madeline Kelter. Kelter overskates it on the right-hand side, but gets it back. Kelter gets it down low to Ava Whitmore. Whitmore below the goal line. Whitmore trying to work her way in front. Lost the puck, picked up by the Stars. Now ECA will flip it back to center. Taken there by Ava Rohde, dumps it in deep. 5:10 to go in regulation, 3-1 Storm. Puck in the right corner. With his Jade and Yurkowski trying to get around the check, goes down. Puck taken away by the Stars. Puck back to the point and back to center ice. And now here comes Molly Wright. Wright a break in. Wright one on the goalie. Wright a shot and a goal. A breakaway for Molly Wright, the sophomore. 4:53 to go in the third. And it's now a one-goal game.
That was part of those chances they took there, Chad. They were just push the puck to neutral ice and try to create a one-on-one. And a great play by Wright. Floor almost got that leg pad out there to shut it down. But she was able to sneak it by.
But we talked about it. Feels like a dominant performance. It's been a dominant performance. And now it's a one-goal game, and everybody starts to bite their fingernails.
Yeah, it's a little tense here, Chad. 4:53 left in the third period. It'll be interesting to see how the teams react here. This next shift, these next couple shifts matter a lot.
3-2 Storm. 4:50 to go as the puck is battled for at neutral. Dumped in by ECA. Chased down by Michaela Garam. Garam moves it near side, Taylor Friedel. Now here come the Storm through center ice. Gabby Heiser. Heiser into the zone. Now into the zone and knocked away. Puck far side boards. Back to the point and kept in. With it again is Heiser. Heiser top of the right faceoff circle. Shot misses the far side pipe. Rebound to the near side boards. Back to the point and now chipped ahead. Now here comes ECA. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Left faceoff circle. Shot and a stop. One of those situations where at some points you got to play maybe a little more defensively in those situations.
Yeah, I think when you don't have numbers on the rush here, the puck has to just get below the goal line. There's time and places for individual plays, and right now the Storm doesn't have to make any individual plays. They just have to make smart team plays, put pucks to certain spots that you know you're going
to
get them.
And they were able to hurry back and take away that possible 2-on-1. Went on the draw for the Stars. Shot goes off the goalie, Cammy Floor. Puck is battle for left-hand side, taken by the Storm. Bang back to the point, kept in again by ECA. Right now, some momentum in the dark blue jerseys, and the puck is cleared out of the zone by the Storm. Under 4 minutes to go, goes all the way down ice, and that's an icing. So an offensive zone faceoff coming up for ECA. 3:55 to go in the third, and a 3-2 Storm lead.
This is the ECA playbook, Chad. This is what appears to be how they've lived and died, well, and lived in the playoffs here, is to get a game tight and find a way to score late. Storm just have to do simple things here. Pucks have to get over the defensive blue line, and pucks have to get below the goal line in the offensive zone and keep everybody in front of you.
And this is kind of the way the second game went. They scored pretty late to tie it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Storm had dominated in shots by like a 3.5-1 ratio. But they hang around and they just try to get those ugly goals. But right now, a big defensive zone faceoff for Central Wisconsin and Jaden Yurkowski. Grulke taking the draw and winning it for ECA. Shot from the top of the left faceoff circle, deflected wide. Picked up by the Storm. Now flipped up, off the shoulder of Yurkowski. and picked up again by the Stars. Puck on the far side boards, chipped away by Gabby Heiser, dumped in on net, sticked aside by Amy Thule. Left-hand side, Isabel Yonke for the Storm. Yonke in a battle for the puck just below the goal line, left wing side. Puck is still battled for, now grabbed again by the Stars. Grokey trying to work her way up, has it knocked away. Puck is fought for at neutral, still bouncing around, picked up by the Stars at their own blue line. But now pass moved to the Central Wisconsin blue line, grabbed by Rohde. Puck right now between the blue lines. Grabbed at her own blue line by Ava Rohde, moves it left to Ava Whitmore. Whitmore into the zone. Whitmore trying to turn the corner. Whitmore below the goal line. Whitmore in front. Oh, encounter with the feed. And somehow the stop made by Amy Thule. Oh.
Great pass by Ava Whitmore there. There was a lot of bodies, a lot of skates, a lot of everything. And Madeline Kelter had her stick on the ice.
I want to see a replay on that one because that was a beautiful feed. Oh, and not quite getting all of it was Kelter.
Stick flexed out a little bit. It fluttered a little bit. But, again, a great offensive play. They push the puck low. That's where you have to go with every possession.
Face off to the right of Thule. Getting tossed is Kelter. Stepping in is Meverden. 3:06 to go. 3-2. There's Kelter. A shot. Rebound. Whitmore stopped. Good stop again by Thule. Now more pressure being shown by this line. And the puck is cleared by ECA. Here come the Stars the other way. Left-hand side, Canuck. Canuck gets it into the zone. Puck bouncing around, goes below the goal line. Still a fight for that puck, whipped along the boards by Central Wisconsin. Back to the right point, Vaki. Vaki fires it, and it's a goal. It was deflected in front, and just like that, ECA has tied it up 3-3 with 2:40 to go.
That's one Tammy didn't see at all. Just a mass of humanity in front. She never saw it.
It was deflected, though, I think. And right under the crossbar, nothing, as you said, a goaltender could do about that one. 14 minutes and 20 seconds of the time of the goal. And an amazing turnaround, really.
I mean, you look at the last 5 minutes that the ECA's had here. They put their foot on the gas, and the Storm is just, we've made some mistakes in some wrong areas, and you have to find ways to get pucks out.
Coach Jana Wimmer is going to take a timeout.
Yeah, I mean, this is, settle them down.
Yeah.
You know, this is a state tournament game. You get a timeout, go ahead and use it. I mean, settle the girls down, find a way to get pucks back into the offensive zone.
April Vaki got the deflection. And Addison Canuck with the assist on that play. And holy cow, we got ourselves a finish here again. It seems like it's just like Saturday, where we go down the stretch here with a tie hockey game. And the nerve endings get a little raw.
They do. I mean, this is one where it's about being simple and boring and doing things the right way. I mean, that's... And by that, it's putting pucks in. The Storm have such powerful forwards. Let them go to work below the dots. And just find ways to get pucks in. You're going to have to get a rebound or take away the ice because ECA's goalie has played very well.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, so often you need that goalie to kind of keep you in the game, and that's what she has done here tonight.
100%, Chad. I mean, this is a big shift right here because mentally you've got to put your foot back on the gas here and flush what's happened, flush what just happened, and make sure that you go back to what you were doing, what got you to this point.
And you got the Storm players banging on the boards. You got a pep talk here in that timeout. We'll see what happens. So Jaden Yurkowski will take this drop. There's the faceoff. Taken by the Stars, moved forward and chipped over the blue line. Puck back to center ice. Jaden Yurkowski will now try to bring it up the right-hand side for Central Wisconsin. Yurkowski into the zone. Yurkowski a shot just wide of the cage. Goes behind the ECA net. Puck is battle for, picked up by the Stars. Now the Stars try to set up deep in their own zone. Banged off the far side boards and chipped through center ice. 2:15 to go, rolls in slowly. Chasing it down is Sophie Bolin for Central Wisconsin. Boleen will flip it up the center. Right-hand side, Gabby Heiser. Oh, she got bumped, and a penalty is coming up. A penalty is coming up, and a power play opportunity for the Central Wisconsin Storm.
That was a body check, Chad. Yeah. I mean, that's what it was. There was no attempt to play on
and
the puck.
It was a big right into the right shoulder. But I found it interesting that the referee closest did not put the arm up.
Yeah. I never want to talk about that, Chad, because then we're trying to get into the minds of referees, and we don't want to live there.
But it was actually, it was. I thought I was waiting for it because, as you said, it was a pretty big collision. But now with 2:01 to go, a chance for the Storm with the power play to try to earn what could be the game-winning goal. Right faceoff circle, firing as Yurkovsky, and a stop is made. Puck is now played by the Stars, and they clear it out. Quickly an opportunity, and now here comes ECA trying to chase it down. Puck is battled for below the goal line, goes in behind the Central Wisconsin cage. Sophie Bolin will now bring it back to her own zone. Bolin will now stick handle. Bolin over the red line. Bolin into the zone. Bolin left-hand side. Bolin trying to cut now behind the cage. Bolin to the right-hand side. Gives it off to Yurkovsky. Back to Bolin at the right point. Bolin will fire it. Save. Rebound. Chopped up by Garam. Puck is still loose and covered up.
That's exactly what they have to do, Chad. Put Garam in front of the net. Your body's in front of the net there to make sure that the goalie can't see the puck.
And when that kind of play happens, you always wonder about those defenders jumping at it in the crease. That happened in the WIAC semifinals last Saturday night in overtime.
It did.
Eau Claire and Stevens Point. Eau Claire got a penalty shot in the overtime. And
that was the winner.
That was the winner. So, again, that's a dangerous play for the team that's trying to cover up the puck. But now the Storm win the draw. Ava Rohde at the left point. Rohde moves it down low, holding it. Now left faceoff circle. Garam. Garam's pass is knocked away and back to center. Ava Rohde dropped it. Oh, and then there's a trip and a penalty coming up on the Storm. Frankly, you have to take it.
You had to take it.
I mean,
penalty.
Because
there's
that
no choice,
right?
Then,
I mean, that was
that's
that would have been
away the other way.
I mean, that was one you had to take. So again, you don't like the penalty, but doggone it, you got to.
Just a miscommunication there between players that created that turnover. Now we've got 4-on-4. I mean, for the ball, what basically is the rest of regulation, a lot of ice, a lot of space. You gotta do simple things here with the group that we have on the ice.
Yep, so 4-on-4 for a minute, two, and then 58 seconds of power play time, which would occur in overtime for ECA. Offensive zone draw for the Stars. Fight for the puck, picked up by Taylor Friedel. Friedel has her cleared, blocked, knocked down. Taylor still has it at the goal line. Moves it to the right-hand side, picked up by the Stars. Back to the point, Ava Stoll. Now moves it left faceoff circle, far side boards. Fight for that loose puck, picked up by Grolke. Grolke along the boards for ECA. Gives it back to Stoll. Stoll moves it down low, knocked away by Friedel. Chopping at it is Madeline Kelter, trying to get it out. Oh, and finally chipped ahead by Taylor Friedel. That was painful to get it finally out of the zone. But now ECA trying to get it back in. Puck is battle for it neutral. 22 seconds in the period. Puck is now moved ahead by the Stars. Here comes a breakaway. One on the goalie. Shot! Save! It was a replay of a few minutes ago with Molly Wright, who had scored on the breakaway, but a huge stop made by Floor. Now the Storm the other way. 5 seconds in regulation. Garam trying to turn the corner. Garam behind the cage. Garam to the near side, and the clock will run out, and we will head to overtime. Unbelievable final moments. And seeing the replay as, again, Wright, who had just scored, getting out and just getting her goalie mitt right to the goal post and the line was Cammie Floor to save the game and save the season for the Storm.
What a save, Chad. What a save. I mean, she had pushed it to the post and was able to get her glove there just to keep it out. You're right. It was the same exact replay of what we saw a few moments ago.
I thought she had scored, to be honest with you, the way that she got over to the right.
She did beat her to the post, but it just hit the post and she was able to clear it.
So we will go to overtime. It's going to be a three-minute timeout, so we're going to take a short break and then come back. It will be 53 seconds of power play time for ECA. 3-3 heading to OT. This is Storm State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
The Wausau Cyclones' quest for a championship begins next weekend.
Wausau will host Game 1 of the Best of 3 playoff series on Friday, March 17th at 7:10 p.m. and Game 3 if necessary on Sunday, March 16th at 6:10 p.m. The first 500 fans receive a Cyclones playoff rally towel presented by Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Visit wausaucyclones.com for tickets.
Chad Holmes and B.J. Brandt back at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton, heading to overtime 3-3. And they took the power play off the board.
They'll still be up there, Chad. We should have about 58 seconds left to kill here.
But the Storm right now need to settle down. I mean, obvious, but I mean, it's just... Right now, it's been just, these last 4 minutes have just been a different game, haven't it?
Well, it's just been a momentum shift towards ECA. They've been able to transition. I told you, I think with 8 minutes left, they were starting to stretch that zone a little bit and try to create an odd man opportunity, or in this case, they had a couple breakaways. They're going to watch the second period here. They're going to try to do the same thing. We've got an 8 minute 5-on-5 overtime. If it is still tied after this, Chad, we will resurface.
And the opposite of what we saw on Saturday, where the Storm went into the OT with the power play, now they got to kill off a power play.
Big kill here. I mean, this is about just clearing the puck. That's all that's to it. You got to clear the puck out of your blue line and clear the puck all the way down the ice. A couple clears will get you out of this back to 5-on-5.
All right. Number one, killed off the penalty. Number two, earned the win that would put them in the state championship game on Saturday. And we talk about the Storm. I can imagine that the blood is flowing through these ECA stars like it's never been before.
Well, they've had this moment, this Cinderella-style story where they've been able to do this in every playoff game.
And they've already had 1-5 overtime game in the playoffs.
They're used to it.
So let's see what happens. 8 minutes on the clock. 5-on-4 right now. Power play time here for the ECA Stars. Storm go from left to right here in overtime number one. Jaden Yurkowski taking the job. Right wing, Gabby Heiser. Over on the left-hand side for the Storm, is that Boleyn?
Sophie Boleyn.
Yep, and Taylor Friedel, the defender. And obviously Addison Grohlke taking the draw, the leading scorer for the Stars. Puck is battle for, chopping around, still at the red line. Over skating it was Yurkowski, now grabs it at the red line. Yurkowski trying to get between a pair of players into the zone. Gabby Heiser, a shot, save, rebound, still loose, comes in front, goes wide of the cage. Picked up by Grohlke. Grohlke in her own zone, 37 seconds on the power play. Pass ahead, a little bit too far in front of Molly Wright, chased down by Taylor Friedel. Friedel behind her own cage. Friedel finds an opening, clears the puck, 27 seconds on the penalty.
Great play by Taylor there. Patience to find a way to clear it all the way down the ice. 20 seconds left on the power.
Fighting for the puck. Below the goal line is Heiser coming in front. Hit the side of the net. Picked up by Grohlke. 15 seconds on the power play. Grohlke will now have 3-on-2 the other way. Over the red line. Moves it right-hand side. Played off the boards. There's a shot. Goes wide of the cage. Rebound to the left-hand side. Down to 3 seconds on the power play. Puck along the near side boards, and the penalty comes to an end. Puck is battle for up to neutral ice. Puck is played now by ECA. Knocked away to the right-hand side. Yurkowski trying to chase it down. Now the puck off the near side boards. Played there by Sophie Boleyn. Boleyn over the red line, right-hand side. Boleyn into the zone. Boleyn makes a good move. Boleyn upper slot. Boleyn, a shot, save, rebound, and a goal!
Marla Beverden with the rebound goal.
A rebound goal past Amy Foe, and the Storm win it in overtime. 1 minute and 20 seconds of the OT. It took 10 seconds more, but well worth the wait as the Central Wisconsin Storm defeat the ECA Stars by a score of 4-3. Well, Boleyn worked it in, got the shot, and then you saw what you do, right?
Well, Jed, two people went hard to the net without the puck.
Yes.
They knew Sophie was going to get a shot down there. Soph did a great job in neutral ice of navigating it and finding her way to the middle of the rink. Two people there for the rebound, and Mara Meverden with the rebound goal. Think about the guys, the people who scored goals today, Chad.
Yes. Mara. Who would have put Mara Meverden as the game-winning goal in overtime? Nobody. But, again, that's what makes this special.
Simple things. Go hard to the net. Go hard without the puck. Be great without the puck. What an awesome win for the Storm here, even when they didn't have their best.
That's, if you're going to have the word survive in the dictionary, this is a picture of this game because they survived.
Well, and give ECA credit. Oh. They did everything they could to win this game.
Pauline on the assist, Meverden with the goal, 1 minute and 20 seconds, and the Central Wisconsin Storm defeat the ECA Stars by a score of 4-3. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to put this one together and analyze what happened here on a very exciting night in Middleton. Back in a few moments, this is Storm State Tournament Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Four Seasons Golf of Wausau would like to congratulate the Wausau West Boys and Central Wisconsin Storm hockey teams on making it to the state tournament. Four Seasons Golf of Wausau is Wausau's only four-bay indoor golf simulator and sports bar. With spring right around the corner, grab your clubs and give Four Seasons Golf a call to set your tee time and get tuned up for the outdoor season. Call 715-679-3769 or visit their website, fourseasonsgolfofwausau.com.
Are pain and discomfort keeping you from living your best life? It doesn't have to be that way. Mosinee Family Chiropractic is here to help you. Serving Wausau and surrounding areas, they provide gentle, effective chiropractic care for the whole family, helping with back pain, headaches, sports injuries, and more. With a patient-first approach, they focus on real solutions for lasting relief. Feel better, move better, and live better. Call Mosinee Family Chiropractic today, 715-869-3132, and schedule your appointment to live better. Are you thinking about updating or transforming your home or business? Mike Whitmore Construction has been delivering nearly three decades of professional construction service you can count on. Stunning interior renovations, durable exterior upgrades. Mike and his team do it all, expertly, efficiently, with quality that lasts. See the quality work of Mike Whitmore Construction on their Facebook page. For craftsmanship you can trust, call Mike Whitmore Construction today. 715-401-3965. Mike Whitmore Construction. Built on experience. Driven by quality.
At Weston Smiles, your smile is our top priority. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic and implant dentistry, we offer gentle, personalized care in a comfortable environment. With a newly expanded facility, state-of-the-art technology, and a team that truly cares, we make every visit stress-free and guilt-free. Healthy, confident smiles start here. Call Weston Smiles today to book your appointment and learn more about our services, amenities, and team at WestonSmilesDental.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes along with B.J. Brandt at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton, where the Central Wisconsin Storm do it again in overtime. It's been a hockey playoff season of thrilling wins for me. Between your team and the Storm, it has been just incredible hockey. And tonight was one of those games where You talk about the fact that, you know, you feel like you're in control. And you say, well, you got to get that next goal to kind of put it away. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, it feels like that's going to be enough. It just shows, again, this game is just it's different than other sports.
It is different. And in the way that the Storm played well enough to expand this lead, but they didn't finish plays to the back of the net, largely due to the play of the Eau Claire goaltender. And you know, as you play this game long enough, you have to find ways. And the way that they scored tonight, the four goals that they got tonight, were hardworking plays without the puck. And that's where this game can be won and lost, by how you play without the puck. There's you know, we talk about it all the time. There's one player with the puck, which means there's 10 players on the ice. There's 9 without it. So this game is played without.